Google may use games to analyze net users, by David Adam and Bobby Johnson, adapted from The Guardian, May 12, 2007. Internet giant Google has drawn up plans to compile psychological profiles of millions of web users by covertly monitoring the way they play online games. The company thinks it can glean information about an individual's preferences and personality type by tracking their online behavior, which could then be sold to advertisers. Details such as whether a person is more likely to be aggressive, hostile, or dishonest could be obtained and stored for future use. The move is intended to customize adverts shown to players of online video games by tailoring them to specific tastes and interests. But privacy campaigners said the implications of compiling and storing such detailed information were alarming. Sue Charman of online campaign Open Rights Group said, "I would be deeply disturbed by a company holding a psychological profile. We've already seen the American federal government going to court over data from companies including Google." The plans are detailed in a patent which was filed by Google in Europe and the US in March 2007. The patent says people playing online games, such as Second Life and World of Warcraft, would be good to target because they interact with other players and make decisions that probably reflect their behavior in real life. The information could be used to make adverts that appear inside the game more relevant to the users. Players who spend a lot of time exploring may be interested in vacations, so the system may show ads for vacations. If the user has been playing for over 2 hours continuously, the system may display ads for Pizza Hut or Coke. The patent says Google could also monitor people playing on any game console that hooks up to the internet. Information could be retrieved from previous game details saved on memory cards. Experts estimate that role-playing games will soon be money spinners on the net. The fantasy game World of Warcraft has more than 8 million subscribers worldwide. Second Life, the online virtual community, which mimics the real world, has more than 5 million registered users and 1.2 million regular visitors. Industry experts said that games publishers are increasingly looking for new ways to make money. "Publishers are becoming more like media companies," said Justin Townsend, CEO of IGA, an in-game advertising company. "More games are being optimized for advertising," but he said that privacy concerns should be paramount. "Both consumers, publishers, and the advertising industry are very aware of privacy issues," he said. "You cannot afford to be vague in these areas." Some web companies already scan online activity such as internet searches and email for keywords in order to display adverts based on basic attributes and behaviors. But the extensive profiles proposed in the Google patent would go beyond existing examples. Combining information sources to put names and addresses to the anonymous profiles would be possible. Yet, Google claims it is just one of a large number of patents that it has filed in recent months, irrespective of whether they actually intend to use them.